Bezal Shem Yisboruch, we begin Perek HaMisha Asa, the 15th chapter in the Ram Silchus Kiddush HaChodesh and Laws of Sanctification of the New Month, in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which we continue with these difficult to visualize parakim regarding the celestial constellations. But in this parak, we discuss specifically regarding the place of the moon as it relates to the person who's looking at it, which we explain the conceptual ideas, although for many it does help to go through the mathematical equations and to also get actual visuals. Which Halacha of the Ram begins regarding what's this concept called the Mercha Karkafel. So what is that? So the Ram explains. If someone wants to know the true place of the moon in the Galgal of the Mazalis, which is the larger orbit of the constellations, any day that a person wants to, so first you got to calculate the Emtza HaYireach, the mean of the moon, for the time of when it's seen. For that night, did you want to see it? You also have to calculate the mean of its course, which is the mean of the moon in its epicycle, which is the smaller cycle, which we spoke about in the previous parak, Halacha Aleph. And the Emtza HaShemesh, and the mean of the sun, which we spoke about in Perek Yudav Halacha Tezvav, lo eis eis for that moment, for that time. And then, once you know all these variables, v'tigra emtza hashemesh, then you subtract the mean of the sun, me'emtza yireach, from the mean of the moon, because both of them are moving in the same direction from west to east. After you minus, you'll receive the distance that the sun is from the moon. And therefore, v'hanisha, what's remaining, tichpalai said that you double that, that's called Merchak HaKofel, the double distance, which, as we explain, that the cycle of the moon is within a larger orbit, which goes around the Earth, but the circle of this orbit is not necessarily the center of the Earth, which we spoke about in Perek Yudal and Halach Alf. Now, from here, we have that. From this orbit, there is a point that's furthest away, which is called, as we've spoken about, the epigean, and the point that's this closest is the perigean, the opposite of that. Now, the distance of the moon from the epigean is the double of its distance from the sun, and that relationship doesn't change. So when it lines up, you have the distance of the moon from the sun, it doesn't vary in any degrees when we're talking about the longitude. So it comes out that the distance that double from the epigean is also going to be 0 degrees in its variance. So when you have the new moon, when it's lined up, so then it's going to be without any variances. But by the quarters, you're going to have that difference. So Halacha Beis tells us, and this is all to tell us where the exact place of the moon is. Kvar hadanu, we already were let it be known. That we didn't come to all the calculations in all these parakim, although there are great secrets and wisdom in these parakim. El does reserech only to know the seeing of the moon. And it's never possible that this double distance should be b'leil hori'iyah shirah b'yireyach, on the night of when you're going to see the moon, ella only, mechamesh ma'ilis, it could only be within 5 degrees, ad samach beiz ma'ilis, until 62 degrees, but the e'ef sheh sheyes vazeh b'leigim, it's not possible to be more than that or less than that, which that we continue halacha gimel, it discusses the maslul hanochin, the appropriate path. So since it's like this, that we said that the boundaries of the Merchak HaKofel on the night of when you see the moon is going to be between 5 degrees and 62 degrees. So it's playing the Merchak HaKofel. So you analyze this Merchak HaKofel. And yeah, Merchak HaKofel, Chamesh Ma'ilis HaKofel Chamesh. If it's going to be 5 degrees or close to 5 degrees. In Chayshin L'Tesevus V'Leitesev Klum. So we're not going to turn many additions. You don't add on anything. Now, if it's going to be Mishesh Ma'ilis Ad Achas Esri Ma'ilis, from 6 degrees to until 11 degrees, so Taisiv Al Emtza HaMasl, so you can add on to the mean of its course, Ma'ilah Achas 1 degree, That's because of the what gets in the way of the movement of the moon. The mir mechak kafel, if it's going to be this mechak kafel, which we describe how you get that number in halacha aleph. Min yud beis miles ad yud ches miles, from 12 to 18 degrees. Toisav al emta masal, then you add on to the mean of the course. Shtei miles, 2 degrees. The mir mechak kafel, if it's going to be miyud ches miles ad chavtal miles, from 19 to 24 degrees. Toisav al emta masal, then you add on to the mean of its course. Shalish miles, 3 degrees. The mir mechak kafel mechafei miles ad lamad av miles is going to be from 25 to 31 degrees. Toisav al emta masal dal miles, you'll add on to the mean of the course. 4 degrees. The mir mechak kafel melamad beis miles ad lamad ches miles is going to be from 32 to 38 degrees, this merchak hakafel, taisiv, and again we call it merchak hakafel because that's the double, like we said, of the distance from what you have between the sun and the moon. So taisiv al emta masel, you'll add on to the mean of its course. Hey miles, 5 degrees. V'miyar merchak hakafel melametz miles admam hey miles. If it's going to be from 39 to 45 degrees, taisiv al emta masel shesh miles, you add on to the emta masel 6 degrees. V'miyar merchak hakafel memenvav miles adnun alav miles. If the merchak hakafel is from 46 to 51 degrees, taisiv al emta masel shelo miles, you'll add on to the mean of its course 7 degrees. V'miya merchak hakafel menun beis miles ad nun tes miles, from 52 to 59 degrees. Toisav lemta masel ches miles, you add on to the mean of its course 8 degrees. V'miya merchak hakafel me samach miles ad samach yum miles, and if the merchak hakafel is from 60 to 63 degrees, toisav lemta masel, add on to the mean of its course tes miles 9 degrees, and more a merchak hakafel bigger than that. The Rambam doesn't mention because he's only interested in, again, like we said, regarding the night of the Re'iya of the moon. Whatever the mean of the course is going to be, after you add on these degrees, that's the correct, because like we said, there is the mean, and then there is the correct course, and to counter for that discrepancy, you have to add on these numbers that we spoke about here in Halacha Gimel. Halacha Dal, regarding the place, the true place of the moon at the time of the Re'iyah, which is what our whole purpose is really discussing over in this paragraph. And then you're going to see, okay, how many degrees is the true, correct path. So, if it was less than 180 degrees, tigra menasa masl hazeh, so you'll subtract the angle of this course, hanochin, that's the appropriate one, me'emtza yirdeich l'shasriya, from the mean of the moon for the time of when you see it. Now, if the appropriate course was Yisal Kofpei Miles at Shin Samach, from more than 180 up until 360 degrees. Taisif Menaz Zehamasla Nochen, so you're going to add on, because here at this point the moon is moving faster and the mean of the moon is smaller than the Masla Nochen, so you're going to add on to this angle of the Masla Nochen Al Emtza Yerech L'Shasteriya, on the mean of the moon for the time of when you see it. Mashiyo emtsa. Now, whatever the mean is going to be, achar shatoysel ba tigman, after you add or subtract from it, humukam yirecha mitla chazriya, that is the true place of the moon for the time of its visual. Alochei, b'da, you should know, shimiyah masla nochen kofpe b'shava. If the masla nochen is exactly 180 or shin samach b'shava, or exactly 360, say ilamon, so there's no angle. Eliyah mukam yirecha mitla chazriya, rather, the place of where the mean of the moon is at the time of the visual, hu mokam amiti, that's exactly where the place of the moon actually is. Halachavam. Now, b'kamo menasa masla, how much is the angle of the course that we're describing? So, miyah masla nochen, so if the appropriate course is esamilis, is 10 degrees, timanasa, so its angle is going to be nun chalokim, it's going to be 50 minutes. B'miyah masla nochen, if the masla nochen is chav milis, is 20 degrees, timanasa, so its angle is going to be mila achas, v'lam l'chetz chalokim, 1 degree and 38 minutes. B'miyah shloishim, if it's 30 degrees, timanasa, its angle is going to be shtei milis, v'chav tel chalokim, 2 degrees and 24 minutes. B'miyah mem, if it's 40, timanasa, its angle is going to be shalish milis, v'shish chalokim, 3 degrees and 6 minutes. B'miyah nun, if it's going to be 50, timanasa, its angle is going to be shalish milis, mem dal chalokim, 3 degrees and 44 minutes. B'miyah samach, if it's 60 degrees, Timanasa's angle is going to be 4 miles for Tesla and Chalokim, 4 degrees and 16 minutes. B'miya Ayin, if it's going to be 70, Timanasa's angle is going to be 4 miles and 4 degrees and 41 minutes. B'miyah Peib, it's going to be 80. Timonasi, its angle is going to be 5 minus 5 degrees. B'miyah Tzadik, it's going to be 90. Timonasi, its angle is going to be 5 minus 5 degrees and 5 minutes. B'miyah Kuf, it's going to be 100. Timonasi, he minus v'cheschalokim, its angle is going to be 5 degrees and 8 minutes. B'miyah Kuf, it's going to be 110. Timonasi, dal ma'az v'nun v'cheschalokim, its angle is going to be 4 degrees and 59 minutes. B'miyah Kuf Chof, it's going to be 120. Timonasi, its angle is going to be dal ma'az v'chalokim, 4 degrees and 20 minutes. B'miya Kuflam, it's going to be 130. Timonasi is going to be Dal Maz B'Yud Alf Chalakim, 4 degrees and 11 minutes. B'miya Kufmem, it's going to be 140. Timonasi's angle is going to be Gimel Maz B'Lamed Gimel Chalakim, 3 degrees and 33 minutes. B'miya Kufnum, it's going to be 150. Timonasi's angle is going to be Sholosh Maz Mem Ches Chalakim, 3 degrees and 48 minutes. B'miya Kufsamach, it's going to be 160. Timonasi's angle is going to be Maila Achaz B'nun Mav Chalakim, 1 degree and 56 minutes. B'miya Kuf Ein, it's going to be 170. Timonasi's angle is going to be Maila Achaz B'nun Ches Chalakim, 1 degree and 59 minutes. Kuf paper shabbat is going to be exactly 180. There's no angle, like we said. And then the mean of the moon is actually going to be the true place of where the moon actually is. Halacha zayin. If the appropriate course is more than 180 degrees, then you subtract from 360. Then you can know its angle, just like you did by the course of the sun, as we described in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Hey. So too, if it's going to be in the number of the maslo, is going to be achad masaris. You can have single digits with the tens category. Tikach menayasa, you can take from the difference shebein shtei hamonis achadim, that's between the two ones of the angles. Just like we explained by the course of the sun, regarding its angles, as we described in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin. So what are you going to do by the Masal Nochen of the moon regarding its angles? Halacha Ches, Azram gives an example, so he illustrates. If we wanted to know, which again, the purpose of this Perek, the true place of the moon, B'tchilas L'Lel Erev Shabbos, the beginning of Friday night, which its day is the second of the month of Iyar, from this year, Shishnas Ik, which again, that's the starting point that the Ram uses in all his calculations. So, if you're going to go from the count of completed days, from the beginning of the night of the starting point, until the beginning of this night, that we want to know where the true place of the sun, the moon is right now, it has already passed 29 days. Okay, so, like we said, you have to first calculate for the beginning of this night, the mean of the sun. Yitzil Chamtsai. So you're going to get the mean of the sun at this point. Lama He Mailas, 35 degrees. Lama Chaz Chalakim, 38 minutes. Lama Gimashneas, and 33 seconds. Which the manik is La Lech Lag. That's the degrees, the minutes, and the seconds. And the Mataytzi Emtsai Yerech, Lashasri Elezu. Then we said, and this is all going back to Halacha Aleph. Then you calculate the mean of the moon for the time of seeing at this time. Yitzil Chamtsai, you're going to get the mean of Nundimal Mailas, 53 degrees, Lamed of Chalakim, 36 minutes, Lamed Teshnias, and 39 seconds. Simon, mnemonic is Nag, Lav, Lot, which again is the degrees, the minutes, and the seconds. The Taitzi, and then you're going to calculate Emtsa Masleizu, the mean of the course of this moment. Islacham Tsoi, you're going to get the mean as Kovakim al Milus, 103 degrees, Vachaval Chalakim, 21 minutes, Amen of Shnias, and 46 seconds. Simon, mnemonic is Kag, Ko, Moi, again degrees, minutes, and seconds. Then Tigra, it's all going back to Halacha Aleph. Then subtract Emtsa Shemesh, the mean of the sun. Me'emtsa Yerech, from the mean of the moon. Yishar, you're remaining with Yudzayin Ma'ilis, 17 degrees, V'nun Ches Chalakim, and 58 minutes, V'sheshnias, and 6 seconds. V'zeh HaMerchik, that's a distance. Now, we're always calling it the Merchak HaKafel. Now, Tikpalais, now you have to double that amount that's remaining. Yetzelcha HaMerchak HaKafel. So then you're going to calculate for yourself double of the distance, which is Lama Himalas, 35 degrees, Venona of Chalakim, and 56 minutes, Vyubishnias, and 12 seconds. Samanam, its namanik is La Nav Yab, the degrees, and the minutes, and the seconds. Lafikir, therefore, Taisif al Emtsa Maslo, you're going to add on to the mean of the course, Chamesh Milas, 5 degrees, Kamesh Adan, like we already said this in Halacha Gimel. Vyislacha Maslo Nochan, and then you're going to get the appropriate course, which is Kufpe Milas, which actually, it seems that it shouldn't be 180, but it actually should be 108, because we were adding on 5 degrees to the Emtsa Masl, which was 103. So seemingly it's 108 degrees, v'chav al v'chalakim, and 21 minutes. And we make pitma al v'chalakim, and we're not particular about the minutes of the course. like we explained regarding the sun in Perek Yigimah Halacha Tes. Halacha Tes. Now, Vanu Lachker. Now, we come to analyze. Amanaz Zeh Masl Hanochen Shu Kuf Pei. So, if we're going to the angle of this Masl Hanochen that we just described, which is not 180, as we said, but rather should be 108. Nimtz's Manashla comes at its angle is Chamesh Masl, 5 degrees, Bechelik Echad, and 1 minute. Since the Masla Anochen that we described was less than 180, Tigre Hamana, so you're going to subtract the angle, Shulchamish Mailas, for Chilak Echad, which is 5 degrees and 1 minute, Min Emtsa Hayurech, from the mean of the moon. You show your remain with Memches Mailas, 48 degrees, Vilamagibel Chalakim, and 33 minutes, which really it should be 35 Chalakim, Vilamateshni is in 39 seconds. You make out of the seconds into a minute, but we add on to the pile of the minutes. But then comes out the true place of the moon at this moment is b'mazel shar, is the mazel of Taurus, 18 degrees, and 36 minutes from the 19th degree, which the manik is yach lav, which is the amount of degrees and amount of minutes. And it's along this path that you know Mokam Yerechamiti, the true place of the moon, at any time that you want to see it, in the beginning of this year, which again, that's the starting point, until the end of time.